All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio, and for our second and final guest for the program, we are very happy to have Shirley Winton with us. Shirley Winton is part of the Independent and Peaceful Australia Network, IPAN, and we have her on this morning to kind of talk about this rally that's actually going to be organised kind of tomorrow. So being called by IPAN and various other different peace organisations and left-wing organisations opposing the war in Ukraine. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
So, Shirley, maybe to kind of start off, I was interested because from hearing from you, I guess as a representative of IPAN, I guess I want to kind of just hear a bit of a general sort of overview, I guess, of IPAN's sort of response to this to the recent Russian invasion of Ukraine, and in terms of kind of IPAN's sort of general position on this.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. Look, IPAN, as people you may probably know and others, that IPAN is a national network of over, I don't know, 45 organisations and individuals as well. And we're promoting or advancing campaigning for an independent and peaceful foreign policy. And so our position on the situation in Ukraine is that, generally speaking, that all countries have the right to self-determination without interference from big powers, from other powers, and that's politically, economically and militarily, and that we respect the sovereignty of countries and people. And the situation in Ukraine is obviously the result, the war in Ukraine is the result of big power rivalries, conflict, and that is on the one side US-NATO alliance, which has its own economic interests in Europe, but also globally, and have been expanding quite extensively in the last 30 years towards capturing most of the former Soviet republics under, they're under the US-NATO influence. And on the other side is Russia, another big power, whose former, control or position in regard to the former Soviet republics, that's been lost. And they want to retain that. But underpinning all that is the conflict, the contention between the superpowers, between these two superpowers for control of natural resources, control of markets and also labour. So I would explain it in terms of, give it a term, imperialist contention, that it's a conflict between imperialist powers and a war between imperialist powers. So we are completely opposed to Russian military invasion of Ukraine. Whilst we acknowledge that that this has been precipitated by the provocations and by the expansion of US-NATO over the last 30 years, which for decades had intentions to control that area, that whilst we're opposed to Russian military invasion, and we understand the reason for it, it is not an excuse. So it can't be justified. Mm. And so what we're saying is that our demand is for an immediate ceasefire, a withdrawal of withdrawal of Russian troops, and begin peace negotiations, and for US-NATO to end expansion and the provocation. So we're calling on the end of hostilities by Ukrainian government against the people of Donbass, which, for the last 10 or so years, the people of Donbass have been put under immense persecution particularly by the neo-Nazis who have been given a lot of support and have actually have grown substantially also in the last in the last 20 years with the support and encouragement from particularly the US. that's kind of an outline of what IPAN's position is.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for that. And I guess, yeah, it gives a good kind of overview, I guess, of where IPAN is coming from in terms of their position. Because, yes, IPAN is involved in helping organise, I guess, this rally that's going to be happening tomorrow, which is not just IPAN is involved, but various different groups are involved in it. And I guess, Shirley, I wanted to kind of hear what can you, I guess, tell us about the rally that's going to be happening tomorrow, and I guess why, I guess, its importance in terms of rebuilding, I guess, the anti kind of war movement.
Yeah. So the rally is tomorrow, that's Saturday the 12th, at 12 o'clock outside the library, the Victorian State Library in Swanston Street. We've got two keynote speakers, and that's Jeff Sparrow. People probably know Jeff. He's a journalist and a writer. And also John Lander. John Lander is a retired former diplomat who was an ambassador in Australian ambassador in Iran during the Iraq-Iran war. He's also been a diplomat in various other countries, including China, in the early 1970s. And he's got a really very good insight into the into the machinations that are happening in Ukraine, over Ukraine, but also where it fits in globally, in the global contention that is developing. And it's not just we can't really view the Ukraine war, the conflict in Ukraine, in isolation from for instance, the situation in Asia Pacific, in our region, where there's growing tensions between the US and China, that could also lead to war. And Ukraine is part of all that, alignment of big powers, competing for natural resources, for markets and labour. So the rally tomorrow will, they'll be the two main speakers. Then there will be an open mic. So members of different organisations will have an opportunity to put their position, explanation, between 3 to 5 minutes each. We'll take a photo of the group. There'll be a group photo with banners. So the theme of the rally is Russia out, NATO out. So it's taking a position of targeting both the Russian invasion and also the NATO expansion, which has basically led to this conflict. So we're also calling on the solidarity with the people of Ukraine and with people of Russia. There's a growing anti-war movement in Russia in very difficult circumstances as well, as people may imagine. We're saying that the war in Ukraine is a proxy war, that it's a war between two superpowers that, as I've mentioned before, and Ukraine is being used as a battleground in this competing superpower contentions. So that'll be the theme of it. There's about 10 different organisations that are involved in organising and will be at the rally as well. We hope to continue building, that this will be part of building the anti-war movement in Australia and obviously in Melbourne more specifically, which is really absolutely necessary in this time of enormous global tensions that are taking place, and Ukraine is just a kind of a spark. In our own region, we need to build a very strong anti-war movement because the Australian government has completely threw itself behind, as and always has, behind the US in the preparations for war with China. So AUKUS, that's the Australia-UK-US military pact. This is it's a kind of a replica, or it's a mirror image of NATO being set up in our region as well, again, in preparation for war with China. So the necessity of building the anti-war movement in Australia can't be over-exaggerated, and it is urgent. Mm. And AUKUS also provides us with that specific and concrete focus, attention on which to build the anti-war movement. I mean, AUKUS is spending more than 120 billion on submarines, and we can all, there's nothing more clearer, the contradiction is no more sharper than 120 billion on nuclear submarines, which are not for defence of Australia, but for offensive, part of US strategy, military strategy in the region. And how much is 50 billion of that could be spent on providing hundreds of schools, building hundreds of schools, hospitals, increasing teachers in classrooms, and, you know, the list goes on. There's a real urgency, and we hope that the rally today, tomorrow, will be part of building of that broad united movement that unites, you know, unites different organisations and different people from, you know, different perspectives, but we have one common aim and a commonality that unites us, and that is the opposition to war, particularly wars of aggression.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Shirley. Usually I sort of ask my guests to sort of make any kind of final comments, but I thought that your comment there is kind of like a good way to kind of conclude this kind of interview. I think it is. This rally is going to be, I guess, very kind of important. And, it's going to be happening at 12 p.m. tomorrow at the State Library. And, yeah, we're running. I'd like to thank you. Thank you again, Shirley, for being on our program.
Oh, thank you, Jacob, for publicising the rally. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks very much.